This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I call it an educational odyssey, and by the way, that title, everyone, is such a long, long title of the show. My dear friend, the late Larry Harris, gave me Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and then in a meditation, an educational odyssey, those exact words came out of my mouth. They just came out of me. In a meditation, and I said, wow, this is really powerful. And that's what this has been. It has been an opportunity to learn from doctors, from practitioners. We talk to everybody, growers. And joining us today is the CEO and founder of CCCBC Group, which is a cannabis operations and business consulting firm. And Edward Lentiski, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I know my last name can sometimes be a mouthful.
Eduardo, what's the correct pronunciation?
It's the full name is Edward Lentiski.
I would love to hear from you on, first of all, the state of the industry today. And I ask that because you're really in the business throes of it. And where are we? Because it's really hard to get a handle, Ed, on what is happening.
Sure. It's obviously an interesting and a broad question. And the way the industry is, as you know, it's very fragmented, right? I've operated in quite a number of states, most recently in New Jersey as an owner of a dispensary that's only been open for a month. And, you know, when you go state to state, the state of the industry is very different. If you're looking at California and then you're looking at New York and then you're looking at New Jersey, some of these states are in tougher positions than others. I mean, the one that a lot of folks talk about, at least because I guess kind of started my cannabis journey is California, and the state of cannabis there is really tough. Folks are struggling to survive. Folks are struggling to get paid and collect bills. And some of the regulations are not the easiest to comply with.
So yeah, that's my, yeah. So is it because of the, is it because of the regulations? Is it because of what is happening with all of the axes and the craziness that states are wanting from the businesses, the dispensaries?
It's kind of a combination of everything, right? It's almost depending on where you operate. It's sometimes it's the perfect storm of things that can negatively impact you. So if you're an operator, a new operator, or seasoned operator, depending on your operational capabilities, if you know how to operate lean and you know how to control cost, and you're not wildly spending, you can sustain longer. But let me give you a good example. So in New Jersey, because again, I know it well, when a customer comes into your store, generally speaking, they're paying just the sales tax, which is, you know, just about 6%, plus the municipality is allowed to charge up to 2% municipal tax. So you're looking at, you know, pretty low what you consider, you know, a California or New York just sales tax. And most of the basket that the customer spends goes to the dispensary.
What is the tax in New York and California?
California, obviously have your sales tax, but then you have your excise tax, which is 15%. Then you have your city or county tax, which varies, right?
Yeah.
And depending on where you are, those are stackable. Certain states don't have stackable taxes, so tax on tax, while others do. You know, New York and Illinois have very complicated tax structures that people are regularly trying to change. You know, some states have a THC tax. Some states charge based on the product that you're selling. And it's just so wildly variable that if an operator wants to go across states, their entire business model has to change sometimes, from at least the back end and a margin perspective. So, you know, when you're operating these, you know, dispensaries or cultivations, whichever business you're in, you're looking at pretty complex operations. And, you know, you try to operate lean, but oftentimes you wind up hiring more and more people. That's why sometimes people opt for consultants. You know, obviously I've been doing the consulting thing for a couple of years. And what people realize is, look, if maybe somebody comes in with a breadth of experience and they could help us fine tune our business, and then they leave, right? And I don't have to carry that salary. People are hard to find, and then they're also hard to let go. And, you know, the last thing anybody really wants to be doing is letting people go. But you see that a lot now, too. You see a lot of companies doing layoffs, large companies, small companies. Some of the more healthy ones are hiring. But for the most part, obviously, if you follow the news, you only hear about people being let go. But I have seen people are hiring in the more healthy businesses. And I have seen certain businesses expand as well, going to new markets. So look, it kind of, you have to start right, right? You have to have a good business plan.
Do you see it changing at all? And with the presidential election coming up this year, do you see changes happening? Can you foresee a change to help the industry?
You know, it's a very interesting question, and I think you will get answers from both sides of the spectrum, right? There was a lot of excitement, a month or two ago about the potential recommendation, right, to deschedule or reschedule three.
Exactly. Tell everybody a little bit about that. Tell everybody what was going on, because people need to hear that.
Well, if I, you know, honestly, to be honest with you, I saw the hype, I saw the headlines. But I'm more of on the practical side, the way I approach it. Until I see something finalized in writing and in front of some senior elected official, with some level of definitive guarantees that'll go through, I don't pay too much attention to it, because a lot of it just is hype. And that's what it wound up being. I think, what was it, the recommendation that came up, that it was rescheduled to schedule three. And then there was folks who were on both sides of the spectrum. Some were saying that if it goes to schedule three, well, you know, the big companies will come into play, or, you know, be really impactful or potentially impactful for the state level programs. And other folks basically said, look, we really don't know what this is going to look like. And truthfully, anything that changes to that extent, it takes a while to play out. So we won't know exactly the full impact for a while. But right now, nothing happened, right? That's really what wound up happening, is nothing happened. So there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of news, but nothing happened. So, you know, I'd like to speculate that potentially with the presidential election, something will happen. Personally, this is a pure personal opinion, I don't think that this is a priority during the current administration, because there's a lot of other things going on in the world, right? While this may seem important to the folks in the industry, and 100% is, right, we want to see progress. I just think there's a lot of things going on that are not priority. Do I think it could be? Sure. In the next presidential term, very possible. That's what most people are speculating during the prior administration. They were hopeful that, you know, if, you know, there was I guess the idea was it's re-election, that possibly our next term. So we'll see. I really don't like to speculate. Let's see what happens approach for federal level legislation.
So you have your MBA from NYU. Tell me where do you think the best model, what states are operating and doing better than others, and what's the model?
That's a great question, honestly. I honestly think that New Jersey did get a lot of things right. I really do think that. I think there's folks out there who are trying to get licensed and operational will say that it's a slow process, and it is slow. It's true. However, from pure regulatory standpoint, a fee structure standpoint and a taxation at the excise tax level, which everyone talks about, change the excise tax. I think New Jersey got a lot of things right. At the retail level, at the consumer level, there is no cannabis excise tax other than a potential 2% municipal tax that the city can need.
We have to get ready for a quick break, so let's do that. How can people find out more about you? What's the best website?
So website, you know, I operate very wide glove referrals, to be honest. Website should be up in about 2 to 3 weeks, but
okay.
My LinkedIn page is the best way to find me. I communicate. I'll be active and I respond pretty quickly to people.
Wonderful. And what's the full name for the LinkedIn page?
Hey, just look my name up, Edward Lunetsky. It's EDUARD, last name LINETSKIY.
And it's
pretty easy to find there.
We'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk HZ, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, HZ, and Educational Odyssey, and Jody Scott is with us today, the founder of Good Goo and Green Goo and Good Goo and Southern Butter. Jody, what's your best-selling product at Good Goo?
You know, it's really the Radiant. It is our repair with the hemp oil, which you'll find is sold out, but it will be coming back very quickly because it is that product in terms of how fantastic it is. The glow that it gives your skin is unbelievable. So from an anti-aging standpoint, it has a beautiful blend of essential oils, helichrysum, rosehip oil, but then adding in the beautiful hemp oil. It just gives you such hydration in your skin. It's pretty incredible. And of course, I'm a lip balm junkie, so add the lip balm and the face oil is great. And quite honestly, what I would like to see, I mean, right now, so you'll see that Green Goo and Good Goo have to be on separate websites. And that's because CBD, although it has been rescheduled, not every state treats it the same still. Each state has been left up to, you know, how they're going to treat industrial hemp. And that also impacts credit card companies and financial institutes. And so right now we have to keep Good Goo separate from Green Goo because they have separate processors. But my hope is one day that we're just going to look at hemp as another ingredient like yarrow and chamomile and chickweed. I mean, there's naturally occurring cannabinoids in echinacea and black pepper, arugula. but it's the industrial hemp that gets like the bad rap because it looks like the cannabis plant. And so I think at some point we're going to be able to look at this as just another ingredient. And as a nutraceutical, I think the future for industrial hemp is also going to be as a food product because there's so many wonderful omega vitamins. I mean, we have hemp in one of our toothpaste, hemp seed oil, and it is phenomenal for plaque control and keeping the pH in your mouth and teeth hardening and so forth. And so I think we're only at the beginning of really understanding what this plant has to offer and also recognizing that, it's not something that is psychoactive and really is more a nutraceutical, nutritional source that is phenomenal as a topical and ingestible.
I think what you're saying, yes, absolutely. When we look at this arena, this is the conversation that I think confuses people. We're now putting psychedelics into the cannabis arena, and now the psychedelics are saying, well, now that they're in it, they're like, you know, we really need our own separate space. And I agree. It's so confusing for people to hear about mushrooms and cannabis all in the same breath. And I'm guilty. I do shows on this. And I think it does confuse the issue. But what I love to have this conversation with you is, where do you think all of this belongs? Where do you think the psychedelics belong? Do they belong in the cannabis industry? And is it going to be even more confusing for the consumer? What's your thoughts?
That's a really loaded question, and that's a great one, Frankie. You know, I think oftentimes psychedelics get bundled up with cannabis because it comes from an era of it is a naturally occurring psychoactive that, has been criminalized. And so the path is similar in terms of rescheduling it. I think what's wonderful about the data that's coming out and what we're going to see shifts in rescheduling, it's just the fact that what we found in the cannabis industry, and, you know, I live in Colorado, they did a great job of being able to help you understand where your product is coming from. What is its plant profile? What percentage of THC and CBD and CBN and CBG, you know, organic, sativa, indica? It really informs the consumer in terms of what medical, medicinal, recreational benefits are you trying to assume from the product. And that disclosure, I think, is so critical and fundamental to how you engage with the plant, because there's so many different ways that you can. So what I would like to see on the psychoactive or the psychedelics is, you know, from a delivery, the same approach, so that you can look at the different strains, for example, of mushrooms, psilocybin, and the different doses and where it's being sourced from, so that you can look at it. Do you need a macro dose? Do you need a micro dose? Well, what does that mean? You know, are you looking at this as a nutraceutical and you want to have, you know, a micro dose that you're having on a regular basis? And some help with weight loss, some help with attention. You know, I think those are going to be important for the consumer. I don't know what will happen as it relates to the marketplace. You know, it seems, especially with MAPS and the different, you know, research and development groups, that the path is going to be a more therapeutic path initially. So through psychiatrists, psychologists, identified physicians who can then, you know, facilitate, the medicine along with perhaps a therapy. But I think inevitably it will meet the recreational market, because there's so much data now to just support, you know, that it improves neuroplasticity and serotonin and overall lifestyle. And they'll get that dose right so that it is not dangerous to the consumer. But it's a very dynamic space right now. And what I do appreciate is, you know, on the pharmaceutical side, we don't really talk a lot about equitable medicine, you know, and we see that in the psychedelic space, which is really great in terms of making these modalities available to all versus, you know, a small select, group of people. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, these plants or different alternative modalities or have been around for a long time and in a part of our indigenous communities, and they really should be protected and honored. And so, I like the messaging that's coming with it, and it will also, I think, impact how it comes to market per se. And then I think to your point, there's just so much education around it, right? Because there's Delta 9 with cannabis, which that's from the hemp plant, but it is psychoactive and it is part of the rescheduling component. And we see that on the mushroom side, the Anamita mushroom that has some psychoactive properties, but is not a part of the, is not quote unquote illegal. But that's what we need. We need more information around it.
So we have to get ready for another break. But when we come back, let's continue this, because you're so knowledgeable with your pre-med background and the herbs and putting it all together, and you tie it all together so beautifully. We'll be back in just a moment with Jody Scott on Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. Jody Scott is our guest today, the founder of Good Goo. We're talking about Good Goo right now, but she's created Green Goo and a lot of other wonderful, wonderful properties. And Jody, let's get back to this fascinating conversation. So we are not aware of how to use the products, let alone adding psychedelics and mushrooms to the blend and to the world. How do we sort it all out? Seriously.
Truly, it is. It's a lot coming to the consumer, and something that, you know, you really do want to be informed about. You don't want to accidentally take a macrodose. And of course, you heard this in the cannabis industry, right? We're the first consumers going to a dispensary. They end up eating, you know, half a chocolate bar because they didn't know that you need to wait a couple hours, and then they have the next one, and it's like, ooh, you know, same thing. We don't want to see that with the consumers on the psychedelic component. And so there's a lot of great trusted resources out there, in terms of just starting to get the information. I love, there's a podcast called The Mushroom Show. Tony's a very informed individual on not just the psychedelics, but the functional mushroom piece. And functional mushrooms are the mushrooms that don't have the psychoactive properties. So they're going to be like reishi mushroom, quercetets, those you can, in lion's mane, those are great to take every day. And they have, some of them have relaxing properties. Some of them help with mental acuity. And I think, you know, starting to get informed from trusted resources is a great starting point. And I think as we start to become more uniform in what is a macrodose, what is a microdose, then people can start engaging. There's obviously many ways, depending on what state you're living in. Colorado has decriminalized it. So in the state of Colorado, you can possess it and you can have it, but you can't buy it or sell it. So what's interesting in the state of Colorado that we're seeing is there's a lot of grower education, because it's really left to the individual to grow them at home and become informed around, you know, how to do that and then what that looks like. You know, for me, coming from a master's in health psychology, when we were first talking about neuroplasticity, it was, okay, can't teach an old dog new tricks. Once you're at this age, you're done. You can't learn new things. And what we are finding, especially with psilocybin and these psychoactives, is that is not true. And neuroplasticity can take us all the way through end of life and also add to our longevity. And that is phenomenal. And in doing this, and this really started out as anecdotal research in the psychedelic space, meaning it was more experiential. And then finally there was money to be put behind the research. And now we have some great clinical trials to show and demonstrate the results. But you know, neuroplasticity can serve us well in so many different ways, along with the serotonin reuptake that we're seeing from, for example, from the psilocybin and PTSD and treatment resistant PTSD. And again, I think this is going to become very much like, we'll call it the hemp plant. When you can get it down to a small enough dose, it can be very beneficial for the long term and for your overall health and wellness. And I think that's the direction we'll go with it. But there's also there's some communities that need to be served with these modalities. End of life. There's a whole movement.
Oh, absolutely.
Doulas.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
So it's really exciting. It's an incredible space to be in. And, you know, I've been working with a clinical trial up in Nova Scotia for treatment-resistant PTSD, and I grew up in the military. So PTSD was something that we talked a lot about, and my dad lost people, friends, to suicide. And I watched him as he would go to deployments and come back and what that integration was. And there was a period of time where, you know, you knew that your dad just wasn't quite right. And this community for our servicemen and women is just so needed. And
oh my gosh, is it ever?
Yeah.
More importantly, too, is that we have this opioid crisis going on. I took a friend that is so closed about anything other than what the doctor has to say. And there are many people like her, and God bless her, and I have to bite my tongue and I just have to, because there's so much that I know I could help. But, you know, how do you get people to open their pig-headed ways about them, because they can't seem to understand that this is not about getting high. I say this all the time on this program. And if you're looking for a show about getting high, there are so many great shows out there. This is just not one of them. What I'm really trying to do, and what I have been really passionate about, Jody, is educating people that this plant is the answer on every front, financial, emotional, physical. It goes on and on and on. It could be the savior of this country.
Truly. And oh my goodness, so much to say there in terms of, and the vast majority of the people aren't looking to get high. They're looking to have sleep, anxiety, pain addressed, you know, the things that are more challenging on the day to day. And then take that a step up to your point, the opioid crisis. I mean, there's another incredible plant called ibogaine, which is a plant that comes from Africa that is shown to have, you know, in the 60-70 percentile for drug addiction and going through an ibogaine treatment. And, you know, back to psilocybin, an 80% remission rate with people who are suffering from treatment-resistant PTSD after one macro dose, after they've had years and years of therapy. And, you know, I went to the MAPS event that was in Denver, and oh, goodness, he's a Republican, the name Rick Perry, and he came out and he actually spoke and he said, you guys, this is not a political issue. This is medicine. And yeah, doesn't matter what side of the line you're on, the data is here. And I think to your point, how do you open up your mind? You start looking at the research, and it is real, solid data. And when you look at the results of people, phantom limb, like we haven't been able to help people phantom limb. And now, you know, a psychedelic therapeutic intervention, you know, it's changing that for them. And so the data is real. What you do with that data, you know, start being curious, open your mind to it. Think about how you may be able to bring these medicines into your life to improve them. And you treat them just like you would anything else. You know, you're not going to leave these things on the counter, but find a trusted resource you know, there's a lot of therapists that are being trained, and MAPS has done a beautiful job, and they're looking at all. I mean, they're doing MDMA, ketamine, psilocybin. I think those are the top three that they have, and they have a model in which the therapy goes with these medicines to give real results. And I think they're going to be one of the first. You know, they're looking at August 2024 when the FDA will be giving them their position on their request to make these available through their therapeutic practices. And Rick Doblin has just done a beautiful job of fighting this good fight. And I think he's close. I think we're at a place where it will become available in a setting that's where someone can feel comfortable exploring it.
This is why I do this show, to get the kind of information that you're sharing with us today. This is just absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant stuff. How can we, as Americans, share? Do we go to veteran homes? Do we go to, where do we go to get this information for PTSD?
You know, I think MAPS, so MAPS, is a great resource because they're working with the veterans as well, and that they have a very holistic, integrative approach in terms of the different communities that they're working with. And yes, the VA is starting to, I mean, the VA was one of the first groups to make cannabis available for our vets, and they're doing the same on the psychedelic space. And I think those are great areas where you can lean in more and become informed and also become an advocate. And that's what we need, is we need more people to remove the stigma. Because I think, you know, for example, being around the military and growing up with the military, you know, these modalities were considered drugs, and they
yes.
were, and that stigma needs to be removed so that these people can really invite these medicines into their lives to change their lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't believe we're almost out of time. This is so crazy. Okay. We have to take a quick break. We will be back our remaining moments with Jody Scott. GoodGoo.com. Check out Green Goo and SouthernButter.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendovite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back, and Ed, thanks so much for being with us. Ed, we're talking about the state of the industry. You're a businessman. People are, I don't know, was it the fact that there's so much competition? I always use this example in Boston. We have a store on High Street. No kidding, we really do.
Of course you do.
We do. We have a store on High Street, one on Milk Street, one on State Street, and they're all within, and then another one, and it's all within, like, a very small radius. How are they all competing? There's not that many people in downtown Boston. I don't understand this. We're talking
really
about
isn't.
A very small footprint, and they're within a half a mile of each other.
And that's the tough position to be in, right? I think anyone entering this industry has to treat this business like any other business that has low margins, right? 10%, 8%, 12%. If you're really good, maybe a little bit higher. You got to be in a state that acknowledges at least the state level, the 280E, that it doesn't apply and treats it like a regular business. So the thought would be, and I'm kind of guessing here, I don't know exactly which dispensaries are there. But the hope is that whoever's there has low rent or at least somewhat manageable rent, not a huge space, and can manage their overhead. And to some extent, you just kind of have to wait it out. But what winds up happening is I've seen this happen over and over again. People just start competing on price, and it's a race to the bottom, and then no one's able to turn a profit. So you start to see shakeouts. So this in California. A lot. So this is some extent in Nevada. So this in a lot of different states. You know, you flood the market with too many dispensaries, and it could work if you treat it like a regular business. I think the idea for most folks who are approaching this industry, who are lobbying various levels of government to open this industry that's more accessible to everyone, the idea is that a dispensary would be no different than your local corner store or your liquor store or what have you, right? Just general retail. And those thrive. I mean, probably within that same radius, you probably have half a dozen coffee shops, right?
Yes.
And those coffee shops do okay, right?
Yeah.
So you basically wind up competing on the vibe, the customer service, your offering. There's some things in cannabis that are a little more difficult.
So one of the things that I have a question about, there's a liquor store in the neighborhood, and across the street he opened up a non-alcoholic liquor store, and he's selling, and it's all of the supplies, the glasses, the mixers, the bitters, and anything and everything you could possibly think of, and he's selling a THC drink, a drink with THC in it. How can he sell a THC beverage without having a license? And that's what, I mean, I just think that's I'm blown away by it.
It's, I don't want to call it a wildly controversial topic, but again, it depends who you speak to, right? There are some concepts of the Farm Bill and, which result in certain, cannabinoids and, to some extent, there's some synthetic cannabinoids that permeate the market. And, you know, there's bigger brands, there's national brands that are shipping what they would call THC infused or even flower across the country. So there's, again, I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to call this a legal loophole, but that's what a lot of folks call these things is legal loopholes for cannabis. It's a cannabinoid, natural occurring in hemp plants, right? So from a hemp standpoint, you can extract certain cannabinoids from hemp and infuse them in drinks, and they are not considered cannabis. So you do not need a license. There's actually some, I was reading the news about Florida, and they are trying to push some legislation which would put strict guardrails around hemp. I was reading the same thing out of the CCB, which is the regulator out in Nevada, and they're starting to look at some serious guardrails for a lot of the shops that are selling, you know, not cannabis per se, but things that have THC in it.
Do you see legalization nationwide, or will it still be state by state by state, the rate that we're going today?
I think that a lot of folks would agree that at some point we will have federal legalization. And since, and again, this is personal opinion, obviously, because the states are so invested in these programs financially, operationally, and there's so much business at stake, I do think that there will be state by state flexibility in how they implement the programs, just like many other ways, right? Kind of separation of the federal government and state government. You know, there'll be some guardrails and controls at the federal level, and the local programs will be allowed to be implemented in the way they see fit. Obviously, there'll be some push and pull, and it'll take some time to figure out, but you see a lot of industries develop this way, right? So that's kind of how I see this market develop. I don't know when, but I do think that the states will be allowed to manage their own programs to some extent.
Do you think that it will change the way in which we as a world look at cannabis?
I hope so. I really do hope so. You know, I have these conversations very regularly with even my own family, right? My family's Eastern Europe, Soviet bloc, and, you know, acceptance of cannabis is really difficult. Alcohol is more prevalent, right? So I have these conversations about normalization. And I do see people coming around. You know, I have conversations with friends and family and just people who I meet in the industry and ask them about how, you know, their parents felt about them getting into the industry and how their parents feel about cannabis. And I hear more and more of people coming around understanding, oh, you know what? Wait a minute, cannabis wasn't illegal X amount of years ago. Oh, well, how do you feel when you ingest it this way or ingest it this way?
Yeah,
you become a lot more curious. So
such a fascinating conversation. Such a fascinating. Yeah. I thank you so much, because I know that you are a real mover and shaker in the industry, and I appreciate your time today and chatting with us. And people can find you on LinkedIn.
Yes, they can. Thank you. This is wonderful. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. These are great topics that we can talk about for hours, I'm sure.
No, thank you. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.